The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Buffy Coleman never met her grandmother. She died before Coleman was born. But as Coleman grew older, she wanted to learn more.
I started hearing things about a cemetery where she was buried and no one could find her.
An online search led Coleman to Evergreen, a historically black cemetery in Richmond's East End.
I just had this urge. Something was telling me to go over there. And the first time I came, I actually went to the wrong cemetery.
Coleman had accidentally pulled into Oakwood, a large, well-manicured, historically white cemetery.
So I found a groundskeeper there. I told him what I was looking for, Evergreen Cemetery. And his exact words was, "I don't think you want to go over there. Ain't none but fleas and ticks and chiggers. You'll never find anything over there."
It's easy to think that's all there is to Evergreen. The surrounding forest has swallowed so much of it. But it's actually 60 acres of African-American graves dating back to the 1800s.
Buffy's grandmother's grave is somewhere down in this area, right up here. So this
John Shuck is the volunteer coordinator for the cleanup of these cemeteries. He pulls out a map, lays it on the hood of his truck.
East End, Evergreen. Two biggest ones. There's a small cemetery right here called Colored Paupers. And I've been told 800 children buried there.
Since he started here, Shuck has uncovered and documented more than 1,500 graves.
I treat this as an archaeological dig. And we don't want to lose track of here's a burial here until we've got it all recorded properly, which may take several years.
While Shuck works slowly uncovering this one cemetery, there are countless others throughout Virginia that have yet to be discovered.
Looking for a cemetery, you're looking for locations usually in higher elevations, a hilltop, some sort of a rise in the landscape.
Lynn Rainville is a professor and anthropologist at Sweetbriar College. She spent the last 15 years finding and documenting more than 150 African-American cemeteries in central Virginia.
And it is a lovely time to visit a cemetery. Of course, I think that every time is a wonderful time to visit a cemetery, but if I had to pick a perfect season, this would be it.
Rainville loves this time of year because the fallen leaves settle in depressions, allowing her to more easily find unmarked graves. That's largely helped her find old family or slave cemeteries that have been all but forgotten. Rainville estimates there are thousands that still lay undiscovered. But thanks to people like Rainville and John Shuck, that's not the case for Buffy Coleman's grandmother. 1 month after she first found her grandmother's grave, Coleman heads back out to the site.
So we're going far back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I said I was surprised when I found it, because I had started in the back and actually worked my way up.
Hidden deep among a maze of depressions and ivy is a flat, white stone. "Our daughter, Emmeline Turner," it reads. "June 19th, 1935. June 1st, 1956.
Once I got here, the tears just started flowing, and I felt like it was a light. Or it was like a really good feeling, a rush through me, that somebody was smiling down on me, and I believe it was her because I'm her granddaughter. And then not being able to be found, she hasn't been able to be visited. My mom has never been here since the funeral in 1956, so she's never even had a resting place to come and sit with her mom and tell her mom that she misses her and that she loves her.
Coleman would like to bring her mother out to the grave now that she's found it, but there's still no clear path. And her mom is in a wheelchair. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane,